White House, Sanctuary Cities and Trump's Crosshairs with Latest Executive Order. By Nick Gilbertson on April 28, 2025. President Donald Trump is expected to sign an executive order, EO, directing the compilation of a list of states and jurisdictions that obstruct federal immigration laws. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt detailed two orders Trump is set to sign Monday, the eve of his 100th day in office, during a press briefing alongside Border Czar Tom Homan. Later this afternoon, President Trump will sign an executive order on law and order and another executive order on sanctuary cities. The first EO will strengthen and unleash America's law enforcement to pursue criminals and protect innocent citizens, she said. The second EO is centered around protecting American communities from criminal aliens, and it will direct the Attorney General and Secretary of Homeland Security to publish a list of state and local jurisdictions that obstruct the enforcement of federal immigration laws, she added. Homan said that local and state officials should not want public safety threats walking through their community when asked about the upcoming order and his reported upcoming trip to Rochester, New York, which is facing a federal lawsuit regarding sanctuary city policies. I don't think any elected mayor, or any elected governor, should want public safety threats walking through the community, he said. Breitbart News reported Monday that Trump is also set to sign an executive order aimed at ensuring American truckers and others operating commercial vehicles are adept at speaking English. Stay tuned. Today at POTUS and I will be making a big announcement to make our roadways safer and put American truckers first, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy wrote in a post on X that shared Breitbart News's headline. During the briefing, Leavitt underscored that Trump will have signed more than 140 executive orders since returning to office by the end of Monday. Trump's executive order output is near the total number of orders signed during the entirety of the Biden administration, per Leavitt. In just over 3 months, Trump has signed more executive orders than he did in all of 2017, which included the initial 11 months of his first term. The Federal Register shows that he signed 55 executive orders in 2017.